The game with big bucks and whammies is back, bigger and better than ever. It's time to play Whammy, the all-new Press Your Luck. And now, please welcome our host, Todd Newton.
Everybody, and thank you, Gary Kroger. Hello once again, everybody, and welcome to Whammy, the all-new Press Your Luck, where you can spin your way to big bucks and great prizes, too. Right now, let's meet today's players.
Portland, Oregon. I love rock climbing, haunted houses, graveyards, and I'm here to win big bucks.
Hi, I'm Jolene. I'm from Seaside, California. I'm a broke college student who needs big bucks to pay off her student loans.
Hi, my name is Stephanie. I'm from San Francisco, California, and I'm here to win some big bucks because Mama needs a new pair of shoes.
Three players in search of big bucks. Are you ready to press your luck now? Okay. We're going to get things going by giving each of you $1,000 to start things off with. You can add to that by taking a chance on our big board that you see behind me here. It is loaded down with hundreds of thousands of dollars in cash and prizes. And on this game board, you will find the gym car. You'll need to land on the gym space in round one, the car space in round three. Then you need to win the game, and that gym car is all yours, all right? Nice little prize there. Now, each time you spin, you can add to your total by landing on a square that contains either a cash value or a prize. I'll show you how that works. Stop. There you go, bungee jumping. I like that. That'd be worth $252 to you. But please do be careful of the dreaded whammy. You land on the whammy, he'll come out here, take all your prizes, all your cash, knock you right out of this first round. Now, the strategy here in the first round is to take as many spins as you dare to take without hitting that whammy. You can freeze at any time if you're afraid of the whammy or if you think you've already earned enough money and prizes to win the round. The player that's in the lead at the end of this first round has a big advantage in our final round. And, of course, the player that's in the lead at the end of the game is the winner and the only one who keeps all the cash and prizes they've earned. All right? All right. We drew backstage to determine who would go first here. Paul, that's you. Start you off with $1,000. Put the big board in motion for you. Good luck.
All right, here we go. Here we go. Big bucks, big bucks, big bucks. And stop.
Stop at a surfboard, Paul, worth $480. Jolene, your first spin. Here it comes.
Come on, big bucks, big bucks. No whammies, no whammies, no whammies. Big bucks, stop.
Stop at a Beverly Hills shopping spree, Jolene. That's worth $500 for you. Put you at $1,500. And brings us down to Stephanie. Let's see what you can add to that $1,000 now.
All right, come on, big money. And stop.
Stop at big bucks. $1,000, Stephanie. That's $2,000 for you. And since we've made it down the line once, avoiding the whammies, we're going to put more whammies up there now. This makes it a little more dangerous, a little more fun for you, Paul, as we come back to you currently in third place with $1,480. Do you want to freeze there or you want to press your luck,
sir? I'm going to go.
All right.
I'm going. All right, here we go. Here we go. Big bucks, no whammies, big bucks, and stop.
Stop at Move One Space 2, a boom box or an indoor rotisserie. Which one would
boom
you like
box.
There, Paul? You got the boom box. That boom box worth $248. Jolene, $1,500 for you, currently in third place. Freeze or press your luck?
I'm going to press All my right. luck. Come on, big bucks, big bucks, big bucks, no whammies, big bucks, stop.
Stop at a mini disc recorder worth $250 yeah. for you, Jolene. $1,750 for you. Stephanie, $2,000. You hit big bucks last time. You want to press your luck, see what you can nail this time?
All
right,
big bucks.
Let's go.
Let's press it. All right, come on, big bucks, let's get this one, no whammies, and stop.
Stop at $400. Add that to the $2,000, brings you to $2,400. Six spins into the game now. We must add more whammies to the board. Each time down the line, you all have done a fantastic job of managing to avoid the whammy. Paul, we come to you. What would you like to do?
I'm going to press my luck.
All right.
All right, here we go. Big bucks. Come on, big bucks. Big bucks. Big bucks. And stop.
Stop at $1,500, Paul. You asked for big bucks. You shall receive $3,228. Jolene, we come to you with $1,750. Freeze or press your luck?
I'm going to press my luck. Come on, big bucks. Big bucks. No whammies. No whammies. Big bucks. Stop.
Stop at a whammy. First whammy of the game came in there, knocked you right back down to zero, and took you out of this first round, which means it's just between Paul and Stephanie now. Stephanie, $2,400. You're in second place. What would you like to do?
Of course, I'm going to press my luck. All right, come on. Big bucks, no whammy. Big bucks,
top and a snowboard. Stephanie, that is worth $429. Brings you to a new total of $2,829. More whammies coming on the board now before your very eyes. There they are. Paul, if you freeze with $3,228, you will take that into the final round. Or if you want to press your luck, try to add to that, you can do that too. What would you like?
I'm going to freeze.
All right. Paul is going to freeze there. $3,228 is what you've got, Paul. Jolene, of course, out of this first round. Stephanie, now all eyes are on you with $2,829. You trail Paul by $399. What would you like to do?
I'm going
to
press my luck.
All right. See if you can't jump into first place here. Here we go.
No whammy. Stop.
And an espresso maker worth $249 brings you up to $3,078. Still in second place. You see the whammies up there, Stephanie. They're all staring right at you. What do you want to do?
Todd, I'm going to press my luck.
You want to press your luck once again?
Yes.
All right, here we go.
All right, big bucks, no whammies, and stop.
Stop at bungee jumping. Worth $252. There it is. That's what you needed to put you in the lead. $3,330. You want to freeze or you want to press your... You will have the advantage in the final round. And when we come back, you folks will have the question round. Stay with us. To Whammy, the all-new Press Your Luck. Let's take a moment now to get to know these players before we jump into the question round here. Paul, interesting hobbies, rock climbing, graveyards, and haunted houses.
I'm a horror fan, and I write horror fiction as a pastime kind of thing, and there's just such a sense of history with graveyards, and I love that.
And you find your inspiration there?
Yes, I
do. Okay, as long as you're using it for professional reasons, I guess that's fine. All right, Paul, good to have you here. Jolene, tell me, where do you go to school?
Cal State University, Los Angeles.
Jolene, good to have you here. Stephanie from San Francisco, what do you do for a living?
I am a supervisor in the reception department at a sports club.
A good team. Yes. And what do you like to do in your free time?
I like to kick butt, do martial arts.
All right. If that didn't put a chill of fear in you, nothing will. What we're going to do now is give all three of you, Paul, Jolene, Stephanie, a chance to earn some spins to take into the final round of the game. Of course, the more spins you have, the better chance you have on winning. Here's how this question round works. I will ask you a question. The first player to buzz in will give me an answer. Their answer then becomes one of three choices for the remaining two players. A correct buzz-in answer will get you three spins. A correct multiple-choice answer will get you one spin. All right? Let's go. The magnificent Niagara Falls lie on the border between Ontario, Canada, and what U.S. state? Paul.
Illinois.
Is it Illinois, Maine, or New York?
New York.
New York.
It is indeed New York, yeah. Way up there in the corner. That's it. Paul, you stay at zero. Jolene, you pick up a spin there, you go to one. Stephanie, you pick up a spin, you go to one. Boy, I don't know what I'd do if I was driving through Illinois and saw the Niagara Falls. I've taken some wrong turns in my day, but boy, oh boy. All right, next question. Since 1933, what type of horse has served as the symbol for the Budweiser company? Paul.
Clydesdale.
Is it Clydesdale, Palomino, or Shetland?
Clydesdale.
Clydesdale.
It is indeed the Clydesdales. Ah, yeah. Makes me homesick. Good old St. Louis. Paul, you pick up three spins there. Gives you three. Jolene, you pick up one, puts you at two. Same for you, Stephanie. You're now at two. Here's your next question. If you cube a number, you multiply it by itself how many times, Paul?
Three times.
Is it three times, four times, or two times, Jolene?
Three.
Stephanie?
Three.
Yes, indeed. Three times. Paul, three more spins for you. Speaking of threes, puts you at six. Jolene, another one for you. You're now up to three. Another one for you, Stephanie, puts you at three. Next question. In the fairy tale, The Three Little Pigs, what was the first pig's house made of? Paul?
Straw.
Is it straw, sticks, or bricks? Jolene?
Straw.
Stephanie?
Straw.
It is straw, and I'll blow that house down. Paul, three more spins for you. You're back at nine. Jolene, you have another one. You're at four. Stephanie, another one for you. You are at four. And here's your final question. In the world of computers, what do the initials DSL stand for? DSL. Out of time, I'll give you three choices. Does it stand for Data Service Link, Digital Subscriber Line, or Direct Service Logon? Paul, what do you think?
Digital Subscriber Line.
Julie?
Digital Subscriber Line.
Stefan?
The last one,
Direct Service Logon. Actually, it's Digital Subscriber Line. That's what it stands for. All right, at the end of our question round, Paul, you pick up another spin there. It leaves you with 10 spins. Jolene, you pick up one. You will take 5 into the final round. And Stephanie, you have 4 spins to take. When we come back, will those spins turn into big bucks? We'll find out right after this.
Argus Internet-ready digital camera with color LCD, cyber display, and audio and video recording capabilities. Sleek styling with an innovative design for today's lifestyle. An American tradition since 1936 from Argus.
All right, welcome back to Whammy, the all-new Pressure Luck. Here we are at the final round, and players on that board right there, over $100,000 in cash and great prizes. And like always, some whammies up there. Please do be careful, because if you hit a whammy, they are going to grab all your cash, leave you flat broke. And if you hit 4 of them, they're going to knock you right out of the game. So, Jolene, please do be careful. You already have one whammy. And as if the whammies weren't enough in this round, now the big board features double whammies. They will take all your money and come out here and mess with you a little bit. Now, there's more strategy here in the final round, because now you can pass your remaining spins to the opponent that's in the lead, hoping that they hit a whammy, and the leader must take the spins that have been passed to them. Remember, only the player that's in the lead at the end of the game gets to take home all their cash and all their prizes. All right? All right. Well, let's see here. Stephanie, looks like you have the advantage of going last in this round with $3,330. You're in first place, followed by Paul. Jolene, you're in third place with $0, but you do have 5 spins here. You want to get started and press your luck?
Yes.
Let's go.
Okay, come on. No whammies, no whammies. Big bucks, no whammies. Stop
at Tiffany Table Lamps worth $520. Third place, 4 spins to go. Press your luck or pass.
I'm going to press my luck. Come on, big bucks, big bucks. No whammies, big
Stop at $1,100. $1,620 for you now. Still third place. 3 spins. What would you like to do?
I'm going to press my luck. Come on. Big bucks. No whammies. Big bucks. No whammies. Stop.
Stop at $500. $2,120. Still in third place. 2 spins. What's it going to be, Julie?
I'm still going to press my luck. Come on. Big bucks. No whammies. Big bucks. No whammies. Stop.
Stop at a double whammy. Back down to 0 we go, but you do have 1 spin, Jolene, and there are squares up there. You see 3,000 in a spin, some great trips that can give you lots of money. You want to press your luck? You want to pass that over to Stephanie?
I'm going to press my luck.
All right.
Come on, big bucks, big bucks. No whammies, big bucks. No whammies. Come on, big bucks. Stop.
Stop and a whammy.
Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? You're out of range. And money.
Third whammy, Jolene. That one, unfortunately, that was your last spin, which means you are stuck with $0 for the time being. Stephanie, again, going last in this round. Paul, that means we are to you, sir. $3,228. You have 10 spins. No whammies. Want to get started?
Nope, going.
Let's go to work here. All right, here we go.
Okay, big bucks, no whammies, no whammies, and stop.
Stop at $3,000 in a spin. Paul jumps into first place, $6,228, 10 spins. Press your luck or pass.
Going. All right, here we go. Big bucks, no whammies, and stop.
Stop at $700. $6,928, 9 spins to go, Paul. First place,
going.
Press your luck. All right,
here we go. Big bucks, no whammies, and stop.
Stop at $700 and a spin, Paul. $7,628, still 9 spins. What would you like to do? He's going again.
All right, here we go. Big bucks, no whammies, and stop.
Stop at a comic strip lithograph, and Paul, that is worth $2,500. And that brings you to $10,128, leaves you with 8 spins. You want to press your luck or pass to Stephanie?
One more. Here we go. Big bucks, no whammies, and stop.
stop at a sofa. Worth $1,249. Paul, you are up to $11,377 in cash and prizes. You still have seven spins. What's it going to be?
One more time.
One more.
All right, here we go. Big bucks, no Amazon. Stop.
Stop and a trip to San Francisco. That's worth $800 for you, Paul, and it brings you up to $12,177. All right, I know you said one more time, but what are you going to do now? Press your luck or pass to Stephanie. All right, Stephanie, the spins come to you. Six spins that you have to take. You have $3,330. You trail Paul by over $8,800. Here comes your first spin now. Good luck.
All right, big bucks, no whammies. Big bucks and stop.
Stop at $1,200. $4,530. Here comes your next spin.
Okay, big bucks, no whammies. Give me a trip to Jamaica and stop.
Stop and move one space to a personal chef. $1,400 or $750 and a spin. What would you like?
I'll take the money, $1,400.
You've got it. $1,400. We add that to your total. Brings you to $5,930. Four more spins. Here comes the next one.
Okay, let's go. More big bucks. No whammies and stop.
Stop it. Big bucks. $3,000 and a spin. Stephanie, $8,930. Still second place. Three more spins you have to take. Here comes the next one.
Okay.
And a projection TV worth $1,699. Two more spins in the pass column. Here comes the next one.
Okay, come on, big bucks. No whammies. Stop.
Stop at $1,500. Stephanie, that brings you up to $12,129. You trail Paul by less than $50. Let's take that last spin now. Okay. Here it comes.
Come on, big bucks. No whammies.
Stop at $2,000 or lose a whammy. You want the money, I guess. You have no whammies. $14,129. Wow, talk about making the most of that. We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, Stephanie has five spins to work with. Will she pass them to Paul, or will she press her luck? Find out after this. Well, right before the break, Paul passed Stephanie five spins, and she made the most out of that. She's up to $14,129. Now, Stephanie, we can talk about the spins in your earned column. You have five of them. You can either press your luck and try to add to your already incredible total, or you can pass them right back to Paul, give him a taste of his own medicine here.
I think that I'm going to pass him over.
Yeah, all right, Paul, they're right back at you. Paul, $12,177 is where you are now. $1,952 behind Stephanie. Five spins you have to take. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
Let's get right into it.
Here we go. Whammy, stay away. Big bucks, big bucks, big bucks, and stop.
Stop at $900. $13,077. Four spins to go. Here comes the next one.
All right, here we go, here we go. Big bucks, no whammies, and stop.
Stop at camping gear worth $1,184. Paul, that puts you in the lead, $14,261. Still three spins to go. Let's see what happens with this next one.
All right, here we go. No whammies, no whammies. Big bucks, and stop.
Stop at a personal chef and waiter for an evening. That is valued at $1,050. Paul, $15,311. Two more spins you have to take. Stephanie's got all 15 of her fingers crossed down there. All right. Here we go with your next spin, Paul. Good luck.
All right. Here we go. Big bucks. No whammies. Big bucks and stop.
Stop at $1,200. $16,511 in cash and prizes. Paul, we're going to take one more spin here. If you avoid the whammy, you will be our winner. You'll take home everything you've earned up to this point. If you hit a whammy, it all bounces back to Stephanie. You will be our winner with $14,129 in cash and prizes. All right, Paul, are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
Stephanie, are you ready? Jolene, are you ready? Let's go.
$50, no whammies, and stop.
Stop at a double whammy. Stephanie. $29 in cash and prizes. You did it. Here's my buddy Gary Krogan. to tell you what you've won.
Hold on, Stephanie. You've won Cupresso's innovative Espresso Pro machine, designed with multiple convenience features for ease in making delicious crema espresso and cappuccino at home. A coffee lover's delight from Cupresso. And the snowboard. How about a bungee jumping adventure for two? And a 52-inch projection TV. Put that together with $11,500 in cash. Your grand total is $14,129.
Paul, I tell you what, it made for a heck of a game, but I feel sorry for you. That last whammy got you. Jolene, good luck studying psychology, right? Okay, good luck in school. And you,
Paul!
About 800 calories watching you. Congratulations, folks. Thanks so much. Please do join us next time for more Whammy, the all-new Press Your Luck. Bye-bye.